When Save the Bay was founded in 1961, its main objective was preventing San Francisco Bay from being filled in by developers. Nearly 50 years later, its mission is still to protect the bay, but you might be surprised to learn that the biggest threats to this precious body of water are caused not by big corporations, but by the actions of individuals like you and me. This is Your Wetlands.
People don't take the bay for granted quite as much as they did, and they don't use the bay as much as a dump and a sewer as they did when I was born in the early 60s. The threats are also more disparate. They're more diverse. The biggest threat to San Francisco Bay is really still pollution and sprawl and development, but most of the pollution coming into the bay is actually coming from each of us and not from big factories and refineries. Those point sources of pollution are much more regulated than they were in the past. But the pollution threat to the bay is still real because of everything that ends up on our streets, roads, homes, that runs off into the bay untreated and unscreened every time it rains. We call that non-point or runoff pollution, but it's really pollution that's coming from each of us. There's a lot that people can do, though, to prevent this pollution of the bay, and it really only requires some very simple changes in daily behavior, and it requires a lot of education for people to understand that little things they do add up to a big pollution threat for the bay.
David Lewis is the executive director of Save the Bay. You've seen the painted labels that remind us that our storm drains empty into the bay. Well, they seem to have been successful in helping people at least see a connection between themselves and the bay.
Well, you're right. Signs on the storm drains are a great education device, but it doesn't stop anything from going down that storm drain. And I think what really has to change is people need to change some simple behaviors that actually can add up to a big benefit for the bay. So just as an example, everyone who drives in the Bay Area, on average, contributes a quart of oil to San Francisco Bay every year just from what drips off of cars that aren't tuned up and onto streets and driveways, and that washes into the bay. If everybody would keep their car tuned, then a lot less oil would go into the bay. People may be assuming that oil in the bay is coming from tankers or ships that leak, but it's not. It's really coming from each of us. Same thing with litter and trash. Most people think, well, I don't throw anything out of the car windows. How would litter be getting into the bay? Well, trash, especially plastic and styrofoam, is a huge problem in the bay. How does it get there? Well, you may put your trash can out on the street without a lid, and trash may blow out of it. Or you may just not care as much when things blow off the picnic table. All that trash goes onto the streets, runs into the storm drains, and people don't realize it's not treated. It's not screened. What goes into the storm drains goes right into a nearby creek and out into the bay, where it poses a big threat to wildlife and water quality. I'll give you another example. For years, people said, curb your dog. Let your pet do its business out in the street. Well, that, if isn't picked up, washes right into the bay when it rains, and it actually can cause a bacteria problem, which is not just a threat to wildlife, but to people who get into the bay to windsurf or kayak or visit one of the beaches on a hot day. So this is all pollution that comes from people, and people can really do a lot to reduce that pollution, but we have to change our behaviors.
I asked David to give me a sense of how things have changed since the inception of Save the Bay. Are we better stewards today than we were a half century ago?
I think it's very encouraging to see how much behaviors have changed since the 1960s. We don't just drive the station wagon to the end of the road and throw the old lawn chairs out into the bay, and people did that when I was a kid. We don't just abandon cars and throw tires out into the bay, at least not intentionally. And look at what's happened just with recycling. We make it easy for people to separate their trash, reduce how much is going to landfills, save energy, actually help reduce impacts on global warming and climate change by recycling. And that's because we made it a priority, we made it easy for people. We need to do the same things with all of these behaviors that add up to a huge pollution threat to the bay.
And our thanks to David for all his advice on how we can each reduce our impacts on the health of the bay. You've been listening to an interview with David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. And we invite your email comments as well. Our address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. I'm Jerry Kay.